snake catcher used to remain eager in search of new and poisonous snakes in the jungles, the mountains, and the deserts. Once, in extreme cold weather, he was searching for snakes in the mountains. He came across a very big snake that was not moving. The snake catcher thought, perhaps the snake is dead. He then thought to himself, if I somehow take this dead snake back to the city, then a large crowd will come to see it. By the people gathering there, I will earn a lot of money. He then dragged the snake back to the city with a lot of difficulty. In short, this achievement of the snake catcher was widely spread across the city. Whoever had come to know that the snake catcher had brought such a giant snake left all of their tasks just to come and see the snake. This way, a large crowd of people gathered. Due to the cold, the body of the snake had numbed, due to which it had looked as if the snake was dead. However, due to the warmth of the crowd and the sunlight, a movement took place in the body of the snake and it started slithering. Seeing this, people had become terrified. When the snake had opened its mouth, then all the people ran away, being frightened. Seeing this made the snake catcher tremble with fear. He said in his heart, what have I done? What trouble have I brought with me? I called for my own death with my own hands. He still had not run yet, and the snake, he opened his mouth and attacked him. Lesson. Dear children, did you see the harm of the greed for wealth? Sometimes the love of wealth makes a person blind and makes him do such things that prove to be very harmful to him. Love of knowledge and its desire is the essence of every virtuous deed, whereas the love of wealth and its desires is the root of every evil. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was given authority over knowledge, wealth and kingship. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam chose knowledge. So, as well as knowledge, he was blessed with wealth and kingship.